Welcome, everybody. It's Michael, and this is a brand new episode of the Loftus Party Podcast. I'm in a fantastic mood. I'm in a good spot. I'm the right mix, I do believe, of like happy, optimistic. Yet, I just checked my "How pissed off are you?" Tank, and I'm full up over there too. So we're gonna mix our fuel. We're gonna mix our optimism tank with our just ready to go to war tank and see what happens. All right. So here's what we got on this show. First of all, big shout out to my buddy Pete Corriale. Always great to catch up with him. That dude's doing great. And if you like podcasts, he's got a wonderful one with Sebastian Maniscalco. I think it's called the Pete and Sebastian Show. So here's what we're going to do here. This might be the title as well. What are we doing? But here's the deal. If you title it "What Are We Doing?" because I'm not talking about like, here's the deal. You read that, you're scrolling by on the podcast and you're like, what are we doing? Like, no, here's what, I'm thinking like, what are we as a nation doing? What are we as humanity doing? And I'm trying to take everything in stride, and I'm gonna parse it out there in little bite-sized honks. I saw a video. I was up last night. I got home late. Had a fun evening. Good time hanging out with some people. And I was I came home to post the Saturday booty, right? I do. I like the tits, and I really like the ass. I like women. You're freaking beautiful. You're gorgeous. And it seems to me, trust me, this is going somewhere beyond like the mildly pornographic, but it's not pornographic. It's curves, it's femininity. And this goes to a video game and censorship, and it's all going to come together in one wonderful little package. So I'm looking at some delightful booties. I'm looking at, I'm thinking, oh, can I go with Pam Anderson? It was kind of an artistic thing, and I know, but I'm like, it was just not great. And then I'm like, ooh, there's a picture of Kate Upton. Kate Upton, a delightful girl. Delightful. She was, fun to know fact, she was almost Kevin James' wife. I might get in trouble for saying this. On the last CBS show we did, Kevin Can Wait. And I want to tell you right now, Kate Upton, I was fighting for you. I was in those producers meeting and I was fighting for you, Kate. So it was a delightful little picture of Kate Upton's, she was wearing like white thong lingerie. It was a nice picture, but wasn't spectacular. And hang in there. You're like, how long is he going to be talking about butts? I'm going somewhere with this. So, and then there was a picture of, you know, who's got a great, the girl who's in the arms of the girl who does the Save This Puppy video, Sarah McLachlan. Sarah McLachlan. I almost went with that. But then I'm thinking, I censor myself all the time. But then I think, oh, if I do Sarah McLachlan's booty, which is a sweet, great picture, Sarah. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get a bunch of jokes about arms of the angels, blah, 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 and they're gonna miss the point of the whole thing, right? So I went with a picture of Liz Hurley. Liz Hurley laying by the pool, and it's a beautiful shot, and there's blue skies behind her, and the blue skies and the clouds are reflected in the infinity pool, and she's lying on her stomach and just looking at the camera, and I'm like, that's a great picture. That's a great picture. It has artistic merit. She's got a fine body. She is beautiful, and she's like 58 years old and just looking like an absolute smoke show. So I'm like, let's do that. And then you always listen, you guys, there's for as many people, it's like a, I don't know, I want to almost say like a 20-to-1 ratio, I think, of people who are just like, ah, and they just have these popsicle sticks sideways, with drenched in cactus juice. They're like miserable people. And I don't want to encourage people to be miserable. I want people to remember, and that's what it is. And that's Ta-Ta Tuesdays as well. That's just like, oh, wow. That's it's beautiful, and or it's funny, or wow, or just there's got to be some wonder in this world. There's got to be some like appreciation for the beauty of it all. Like we cannot, and this is what happened. So I post this picture, and you know, listen, I'm in my head a lot. I live in my head, and I'm like, what? Because I try to maintain optimism. And I don't want anybody to think that like, oh, this guy's okay with all this shit. I guess, and listen, and I don't want to keep giving up to get along. I'm not about that either. However, we got to remember like what we're doing here. What the big, and I don't mean to get like too philosophical. Actually, no, fuck it. Yeah, I do. Like, what the fuck are we doing? If we are not, and then if we're not aspiring to something, if we're not like, oh, wow, that music is fantastic, or oh, wow, that art is beautiful, or wow, that art sucks, as long as there's passion behind it. So you've got to have, I talked about this a few shows ago, like finding that balance. And man, like the universe just lined up all the tumblers. And like, so I post this picture of Liz Hurley. Someone had a very funny comment though, because she did whatever. Their comment was, I bet her son took that picture, which was very funny. I got to give it up to you. So as I post that, I'm scrolling before I'm moving on to the rest of my late evening. And there's a video from Elon Musk. And I guess he was talking about his rocket program. And everybody gets down on Elon. Yes, he makes the electric cars. Yes, I think electric cars are shit. I really do. I just, listen, he can carve out a little niche. That's great. You know, ooh, that's a neat thing. I got a Tesla. That's fucking fine. Not my jam. Not going to do it. I don't think the government should be mandating it. Elon, I guarantee what he's done with Twitter and protecting our freedom of speech. I could do a whole show just on that, dude. I really could. Thank God for that guy. Can you? Unfortunately, I can't. I think we can all imagine if we didn't have a space like Twitter to go to. And I guarantee you there's some people on Twitter's board right now who are still clamping down on people. He can't be anywhere at once. So anyway, this video that I saw, and he was getting choked up about it. And he was talking about the rockets, you know, and going to Mars. And he's like, it's important that, you know, he pretty much said, kind of, you know, paraphrasing, it's the similar idea. Like, we have to, he didn't say we have to, but like, what are we doing if we're not trying, right? If we're not exploring, if we're not going, if we're not creating some wonder and making some wonderful shit happen and trying to get, our reach should exceed our grasp. And I thought it was a freaking, the way he said it was beautiful and it was great. And he's right. And then it's like just one of those things where it's a shot in the arm. You know, for me, like, okay, keep going. And there's so many, like, I want to say just hardcore, not hardcore, but just like misconceptions. Do I feel fucking on top of my game and just like Mr. Happy Sunshine guy all the fucking time? No, hell no. But who wants to, like, if I do a live stream on Facebook, I want to have a good time. And the easiest way to have a good time, one, is to be in the right frame of mind. And if you're not, make believe. Pretend that you are. And I tell you what, the good time will come following. It's like the good time is like your imaginary friend who's just sitting right, you know, feet away from you. And the, in your good time, imaginary shadow friend is looking over. And if you're like just a piece of shit, miserable dickwad, your good time is going to be like, oh, that guy's in a fucking shitty mood. I'm not going to have him. But if you start going like, hey, man, let's go. It'll just positive creates positive. Negative creates negative. So I was having so much fun. And this is just me being honest. We're going to talk more about what are we doing. And this goes just beyond my personal philosophy and the Elon Musk of it all. I have some ideas, some ways we can fix all of this shit. So, and we'll talk about that. We're going to talk on the show, Hamas protests and censorship and frickin' big government and all of that, and Stellar Blade. You guys need to know about what's going on with Stellar Blade and even more censorship and blah, 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 blah. So I do the live stream. Yes, have I even played this? I did the live stream, and I had so much fun. I had so much fun, and I did that, it's not easy being Joe, and knowing all the things that I know, saying things that just ain't so. Like, I did that, like, on the live stream, and so, I don't want to, like, I'm not making fun of this person, but I ran into a person, like, the day after, and this person was like, wow, I don't want to make you, you know, I don't want to make you feel bad or anything, but boy, it looked like you had a few. Looked like you had quite a few last night. And I looked at him and like he thought that I was drunk or stoned or on drugs or something, and that really sat with me the wrong way. It really did. I guarantee you that I was not drunk. I was not stoned. I was not on drugs. Then I'm not gonna get into any of that shit right now, but I can just guarantee you that all of my jocularity and joviality was 100% me. And it's just like, I'm having a good time. And I might as well tell you guys this right now, too. That here's another one. Like, this shit has happened to me all my life. I don't know what I'm putting out there in the universe where, like, why does me having, like, immense amount... is it me? Where, like, I'm having a really good time and people think, oh, my God, that guy's on drugs. That guy's drunk. Is that guy on mushrooms? Like, what in the fuck? I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change anything. But do I have to make some t-shirts that, like, 100% normal? This is just me? Like, get over your own shit. I'm really, ooh, and I don't want to create enemies, or I'm not bad-mouthing the person who made this observation. I'm just, I'm laughing right now because there's a chipmunk fight. I'm looking at, you guys, I'll tell you about my backyard. I'm pretty fucking stoked about my backyard. But anyway, this has dogged me my whole life. When I was a kid, I'm talking about like the fourth grade, I had elementary school teachers sending notes home to my parents. And they said they were worried about me, like they thought I was on drugs, like when I was a kid. And I really, maybe I just have to take a step back from here. Do you listen? I have never ever done a podcast or a video or a show, nothing. And I feel like I'm getting mad at myself now, because I don't want to have to explain this shit. But like, what am I putting out there? Is it just that, like, am I slurring my words? Am I falling down? Is it that I laugh so much, that I make myself laugh, that I don't mind this absurd bullshit? And I beep bong. I got an email. I'm gonna turn that off because that's a fucking annoying shit. Maybe that was the Lord telling me to move on. Like, this is boring. Move on. So listen, I can assure you, I'm not on drugs. And if I'm laughing at something, I'm like either A, I truly am amused by it, or B, if I'm using the fake laugh, I'm trying to find some joy. The world's pretty fucking miserable, you guys. I don't know if you've looked around. Shit's not going great. And this goes to like what are we doing? And I might save this for the next segment. But we have lost our way. The great idea of this country, the beautiful notion of this country has been lost, completely lost. Oh my God, I got to tell you about my conversation with Jim Jordan. I did a little Q&A with Jim Jordan the other day. I'm just making a note of it as I write it down. So, okay, so we're going to talk about that and what to do and how to fire people up, how to get things going, how do we turn it back? I tell you what you do. You have your emotional support guitar and you do the theme song going out of the first block like this, you say, podcast, I'm not drunk, the loft is party podcast, I'm not on drugs, this is just me, you fucks, if you're miserable, fuck you, sideways. See, now that, okay, I'll let it go, we're taking a break, we're coming back, and then, oh my God. So we'll come back and then the big show, it's going to get really off. We're going to go off on the locals and Patreon segment. It's going to be a fun show. Come right back.
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for $1 a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, a dollar. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades, an aloe vera lubricating strip, and a pivot head. It's so gentle, a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand-name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis. And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome-ass grandfather had one blade and polio. Looking good, pop-up! Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are going to ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors, we're also making new jobs. Alejandra, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay. So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on. I know karate, I know jiu-jitsu, I drive like a gangster when I'm coming to see you.
See you. Welcome back, everybody. Hopefully, my microphone is picking up some of this bird chirping going on. All these birds are chirping. So we're going to get back into it. We're going to be making fun of these protesters, and we're going to be talking about solutions and, yeah, some some sexy, what can we do censorship talk. You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, you want to live with Hamas. That's a possibility right now. Give you a bus pass when you okay, fuck it. That was a lack of preparation. See, no fake laugh on that. You know why? Because the shit wasn't great. Am I gonna go back and redo it? No. Why? I'm a little bit lazy. That I'm not. Oh, I have to get out from underneath it. It fucking bugs me. It fucking bugs me. I wish it didn't, but it does. So I have no intention of changing, but I also have no intention to like apologize or talk about my actions, and like okay. it's a sad day when you have a brief history of taxes in the U.S. On your laptop, but I'm fucking ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm loaded for bear. Now, with these Hamas protesters, this I find the timing very suspect. Now, granted, I think the world is a very busy place. I think a lot of shit goes on simultaneously. Okay, so. Do I think that like somebody at the World Economic Forum or the super villain lair, they picked up their phone the other day and was like, oh no, Americans are too unhappy about the aid package to Ukraine. Start the protests. No, I don't think that meme is for real. However, I think they were going to encourage these fucking protests anyway. And now the media is just like, yeah, let's talk about that. And I imagine that the big banks are like, absolutely, yeah, let's talk about those protests. And I'm sure that everybody in the government is like, fuck yeah, those protesters are crazy, right? And this is the frustration of it all. It's right back with the Black Lives Matter thing. I don't believe everybody can protest. This is America. No one has a problem with you marching down the fucking sidewalk or saying, hey, we're going to protest on the lawn of the state house or we're going to protest on campus. It's when you start fucking blocking traffic. It's when you start pitching tents in public spaces that you're not allowed to do. It's when you start keeping people from doing their daily life, then we have a problem. And then it goes right back to, oh, this is going to be such an angry one. It's going to be such an angry little rant. I got to get a song ready. I got to get something on standby. My apologies. Okay. Same with Black Lives Matter and those protests. You want to be angry? Fucking yeah, protest away. Then you start smashing shit. That's when you go to fucking jail. Oh, I had to set that on fire because I'm so unhappy. Okay, great. Now you have to go to jail for a very, very, very long time. These absolute pricks that pick and choose what side they're going to enforce the law on and what side they're not going to enforce, you can't do it. And we have to get pissed off about it. And when I think about those January 6th people who are just being fucking railroaded and sitting alone and in solitary confinement, and yes, I've been to the jail. Yes, I've been to the vigils. Yes, I've done that. And I encourage everybody to. Doesn't it fucking make you mad as shit to know that you're such a fucking pussy, you won't stand up for this egregious violation. And I think that's where we are right now. I don't want anybody to do violence because what I just said. But good Lord, when and they're doing the same thing now. Oh my God, and I just can't stomach it. I just can't stomach it. They got these talking heads on MSNBC and CNN and these other stations, and they're like, "So what's going on at the protests?" And the person on the panel is like, "Well, you know what? To really understand them, we have to take a step back and think about how we got here. How did we? What are the?" And then, oh my, here's the deal. Once somebody starts talking about their fucking journey, you're a douchebag. I want to smack you upside the head with a fucking rolled up bologna. When you start talking about your fucking journey, and then when you want to talk about how did we get here? How did we get here? I remember zero conversations about how we got here. With January 6th. I can remember zero. And still, now when it happens, these people get it wrong and don't understand it. They want to do this. Okay. So it's just, let's just, for the record, let's just say it. So when Black Lives Matter, when they're running around the country just burning shit, looting shit, defunding the police, making fucking my life harder and your life harder, everybody's like, how did we get here? They're so angry. Why are they lashing out like that? Let's talk about their journey and how they got here. Fucking no. Let's talk about their journey to jail. And here we are again with these protesters, which I tell you what, it's, there was a girl. Her little video is making the rounds. Some buddy, I think it was from the New York Post. I know the New York Post did a story on it, but some interviewer's like, "Hey, so why are you protesting NYU?" And she's like, "Well, we just, you know, wanted to come down here and make sure that NYU, you know, stopped what they were doing." And then the interviewer goes, What are they doing?" And she goes, "You know, with Israel and you know, and Palestine." And the guy goes, "Yeah, so what do you want NYU to stop doing?" And she's like, honestly, I don't really know. I need to be better educated." And then she looks at her girlfriend and she's like, "Summer, what do you know what they did?" And her friend was like, "No, I don't know either." I applaud that girl. I really do. She was honest. She was honest. She has no fucking idea what she's doing there. And there's something very appealing when you're in your 20s and you've got that energy and like, "Yeah, I want to change the world and I want to get in on it and I want to say I want a revolution." That whole thing. It's fucking sexy. You can fire these people up. And when I say these people, I mean college people, young people. Oh my God, there's injustice. We have to fight it. But once you break the law, it's fucking over. Right? Once you start, and it's not hard. And if we want to, oh my God. And you feel like you're such a little, I watch these videos of these cops just, who've just like, they're picking people up and hog tying them. And freaking pulling college professors out of a crowd. And I'm a college professor. I fucking love it. I love it. How hard is it to do that? And when our elected leaders, I take that back. When our elected officials, when the people we chose to go represent us, do just such, they turn a blind eye to shit and they're not recognizing the big problems And they do like, oh, here's $61 billion more for Ukraine. And, oh, I'm gonna vote to ban TikTok. But before I vote, I'm going to invest in fucking Facebook and Meta. They're really some of the worst people on the planet. They really are. I'll give them credit, though. They figured out the scam. They figured it out. And they go, oh, shit. So I get elected. I go in here. I can, you know, get the inside scoop on some stocks. And then I can go to my constituents and I can go, send me to Washington and I will stop Obamacare. And then fold like a fucking deck chair. And they'll go out and campaign. We have to do something about this spending. And if we don't, then my God. And then they fucking rack up the debt and they send $61 billion more dollars to Ukraine. I'm fucking done with it. And they can't do the hard thing. They can't do the hard thing, which morally is easy. Standing up for everybody in January 6th. What do they do? Seriously, what do they do? Somebody fucking walked around with a lectern. Somebody stole a cookie. Somebody put their feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. Were there FBI people in there? If there were FBI people, how many? Who was in charge of them? What were their orders? Who were the people and what the fuck did they do? It just amazes me that I'm the lone druggy drunk comedian that's like, is anybody else? Like, and I know I keep chirping on this one, but like, fucking COVID. They say that 7 million people are fucking dead because, oh, there's a lab leak. What the fuck? What the fuck? And then everybody seems to have their balls chopped off. Like, where are the nards on these people? We should be protesting. Like, and maybe the plan is like, oh, if you protest now, then it's gonna be like, oh, look at the angry conservatives and blah 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 blah. So I gotta vote for Joe Biden. Oh, and I have this in my notes, and I want to make sure I say this for everybody before we head over to Locals and Patreon. Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, is the ultimate politician. He is the ultimate in my lifetime. What, fucking 50 years that he's been in there? 50 years he's been sucking the money from Uncle Sam's dick. Just moving up the ranks the whole time. Every idea is bad. Every idea, every notion that enters his little old fucking cheese-filled brain on its own is absolute bullshit. He is malleable. He does what they want him to do. That's why he's the ultimate politician. His kids get away with whatever the fuck that he wants. He makes up stories left and right. He plagiarizes. He just flat out lies, fabricates big shit. And he is, he wakes up in the morning and he says, where am I? And they go, oh, you're in the White House. I really want a revolution. Oh, yeah, I do. Right about fucking now. And I don't think Trump is going to be enough. Oh, I got some. We can have fun here. We can have some fun with some poll numbers. Biden is the most unpopular president in the history of fucking forever. Oh, yay. Hooray. No shit. At what point? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? I was going to get into this on Locals, but I'll give you a little tease of it now. Okay. So every fucking society, every society in the history of mankind has been, I just want to be left on my own. And then some big violent son of a bitch will come over and go, I will either do violence upon you, or you can give me some shit and make sure I don't do violence on you. And if you give me enough of your stuff, I might protect you from other people's violence as well. But that was it. Violence rules the day. Violence wins. and the threat of violence wins. And then that's pretty much every fucking society. And they take your money, they take your shit, and they just, oh, please, thank you for not hurting me, mister. That's what it's always been. And when these guys, these crazy sons of bitches, I bet they were drunk. I bet they were drunk and on drugs. That Ben Franklin, he's a crazy person. He's naked a lot. He seems happy. Out there with his fucking lightning rod. They had an idea, and that, like, okay, so people are inherently good. People can monitor their own shit. We don't need to tax the shit out of them. We don't even need a standing army. But if anybody attacks us, we'll all fucking gather up. We'll have an army and defend ourselves. That was the idea. We have come so far from that. And, like, I'm not going to quibble over, like, little, oh, he wants to cut educational spending by 0.25%. That's not going to fucking do it. Get rid of the entire Department of Education. They're all fucking gone. How about that? How about we try that? How about the Pentagon, the CIA, all these people? How about they have to fucking fess up? How much money do you spend and where are you spending it? What the fuck are you up to? Department of Homeland Security, we don't need you anymore. FBI, I don't think we need you anymore either. We're going to come up with a whole new agency. We have to turn back the clock, and we're going to have to get pissed off about it. We really are. I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens in the near future and the not too distant future with this election. But either way, that's why I wanted to say this shit today. Either way, shit's got to roll all the way back. And I'm just wondering, like, what year do we want to go back to? And if you're thinking, does he want to go back to 2016 levels? Go back a little farther. Does he want to go back to 1996? Like, go back a little further. Does he want to go back to 1956? Go back a little farther. I think it's going to start with an 18. Go back a little farther. Going to start with an 18. Going to do some shit from the 19th century. Had to do math. Insurance rate and the tax by fee and 1%, not just for you and me, and we're paying too much fucking tax today. We're gonna start doing shit the 1886 fucking way. We still had an army, we still had a navy, but these motherfuckers weren't driving me crazy. That's a little something. All right, so here's the deal. I got big stand-up shows coming up. I'll promote them again. May 17th. I think it's the 17th. I could be sure. Henderson, Kentucky. That's with Dave Landau, American Misfits, the Prescott Performing Arts Center. Then we've got that show tonight at the Redneck Riviera, May 23rd, Nashville, Tennessee. Then there's other stuff coming up in June, July, and blah, blah, blah. But let's just focus on fucking May right now. Isn't that enough? Shouldn't that be enough? Hopefully you're all subscribed to that show tonight. And so here's what's going to happen. We're going to go over to Locals to really let it rip. And we're going to talk about the censorship and the problems and freedom of speech. And when someone offers you a fucking way out, go ahead and jump on it. The fucking hesitancy and, the circular firing squad on the right is just, I love it. I'm hilarious because I'm complaining about these people and their voting. But, like, in the realm of pop culture, in the realm of news and headlines, when you're out in public, and I don't really consider the podcast to be a public thing, but like I'll talk about it. We're going over to Locals, because this is a good conversation to have. This is a really good conversation to have on Locals and Patreon. Go over there, sign up, listen to the show, have a good time. And ooh, why are those pants still on?